There is some preliminary evidence that the same effect may be accomplished by using repetitive bursts of transcranial magnetic stimulation applied to the right Broca's area to suppress its hyperactivity. Paula Martin and her colleagues have recently tried this technique in 4 patients who have been intractably aphasic for more than 5 years. Though they need confirmation, Martin et al.'s results are promising and may lead, they propose, to a novel complementary treatment for aphasia. For various reasons, little research attention was paid during the 1980s and 1990s to melodic intonation therapy for people with severe, non-fluent Broca's aphasia, or to the mechanisms by which it might work. Nonetheless, music therapists continue to observe that, in many cases, such therapy could allow very significant improvement. Recent work by Gottfried Schlaug and his colleagues carefully documents the brain activity of 8 patients undergoing melodic intonation therapy. This involves 75 sessions of intensive therapy. All of these patients, Schlaug et al. Report, showed significant changes in speech output measures and in a right hemispheric frontotemporal network while repeating simple words, phrases in the MRI scanner. Schlaug showed me a number of videos of such patients, and the change in their ability to speak was indeed striking. Initially, many were incapable even of responding clearly to the question, "What is your address?" Following melodic intonation therapy, they were able to reply much more easily to such questions, even offering additional details beyond those asked for. They had clearly achieved at least a measure of propositional speech. These changes, both behavioral and anatomical, were retained even several months after the course of treatment had ended. As Schlaug points out, the neural processes that underlie post-stroke language recovery remain largely unknown and thus have not been specifically targeted by most aphasia therapies. But melodic intonation therapy, at least, has been shown to be ideally suited for facilitating language recovery in non-fluent aphasic patients, particularly in those with large left hemisphere lesions, for whom the only route to recovery may be the engagement of right hemispheric language regions. We have become accustomed, in the last 20 years or so, to dramatic revelations of cortical plasticity. Auditory cortex, it has been shown, can be reallocated for visual processing in congenitally deaf people, and the visual cortex in blind people may be recruited for auditory and tactile functions. But perhaps even more remarkable is the notion that the right hemisphere, which in normal circumstances has only the most rudimentary linguistic capacities, can be turned into a reasonably efficient linguistic organ with less than 3 months of training, and that music is the key to this transformation.